Girl Returned. Written by Brett DeVoster. Narrated by Tom Freya. Chapter 1. Baku, Azerbaijan. June 2015. Martin glanced over the top of his laptop at the students. It was obvious they were watching the clock, too. The Oil Academy was never going to produce the next Oppenheimer, or even Peter Ustinov. Its 1940s-style classroom seemed insulted to be hosting laptops and disinterested oil workers. The 2-week health and safety course was mandatory, and something the mature students endured annually, as one endures the stifling heat and the inadequate air conditioning. It just was, and of itself, necessary. "Okay, chaps, send your risk assessments to my inbox, and I shall look through them tonight," Martin said as he stood up to signal that the period was over. "Any chance of us finishing it later and sending it on to you?" one of the bear-like middle-aged students asked, his rough Scottish burr eliciting nods and grunts of approval from other bears in the room. Martin nodded, uncertain if it was wise to drag the pointless exercise on. He had agreed to meet Giles for lunch and entering into a round of bargaining with a room full of expat oil workers would only make him late. "Sure, if that's what you want. I mean, need. More time, that is. Remember, we finish Friday, and I will have to grade the reports and make sure we all get a tick in the box." The mass scraping of chairs on the old punished wooden floor indicated that they agreed unanimously. The men filed out, already discussing which bar they were going to spend the afternoon getting hammered in. When they were on shift, they were regularly breathalyzed, and alcohol was banned from the oil platforms. Their course at the Oil Academy was a rare chance to enjoy a 2-week bender. Having to face their gray hungover faces every morning had resulted in driving Martin to drink more than he should recently. Them, and the draw of the plethora of English-style bars in Baku that catered for the 4,000-plus expats who worked in the energy industry. Marking the risk assessments would be a brief affair, just enough to check that they had met the minimum understanding of general health and safety. All the major oil companies spared no expense in employing experts to manage safety. Martin himself was on a very generous package for running the back-to-back modules. The course was more about worker compliance. Tonight could be a write-off socially, however, as Martin would try to get it all done in one evening, thus freeing up his weekend to relax. Stuffing his laptop into his leather satchel, Martin followed the men out. He took the back exit to avoid any of his fellow lecturers. He had no intention of returning for the rest of the day at the chance request of the principal or some other functionary. Café Entree was thankfully empty. Giles had already ordered Martin's usual lunch and was sipping his coffee while pondering over a slim, colorful pamphlet. Spotting his friend, he rose and shook hands with his usual affable formality. Giles was impervious to the heat and sported his trademark expensive pinstripe suit regardless of climate. "It must be an Oxbridge thing," Martin had decided, often wondering if Giles found his short sleeves and drainpipe slacks a bit coarse. "Late on parade, Lawton, Ollies, revolting, are they?" Martin inquired. "You know they are. If it wasn't for the principal, I would just do the bloody work myself, and leave them to doze off their hangovers in peace," Martin replied. "Well, at least you're on half days now, or rather you think you are. Teaching is also about researching, marking, and doing stuff at home, you know. We can't all be fancy architects."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?